Hello. If you're able to, please close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Relax your shoulders. Unclench your jaw. Take another deep breath in. And another breath out. You can open your eyes now. My name is David, and welcome to Mindful Moments. How are you today? I hope you are well. I'm doing quite well. I have just been a little bit whelmed in recent times. I have a colleague, a previous colleague, who is now a friend. And while we were working together, we looked at the etymology of the word overwhelmed. And to be whelmed by something actually means to be submerged or overcome by something. So to be overwhelmed is kind of to be overcome by something or be submerged by something to an extent that's just unbelievable. Like to be overwhelmed. Whelmed by itself means what we use overwhelmed for. Does that make sense? So sometimes, as a joke, he and I will tell each other, I'm whelmed. And right now in life, generally, I'm whelmed. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm trying to juggle a lot, which is absolutely fine. I'm very happy to be juggling a lot of things because they're all things that I enjoy. They're all things that I like. But at the moment, my plate is quite full. I have another friend who, whenever you ask him how he is, he insists on never saying, I'm busy. Because he says we all, a lot of the time, just go with, I'm very busy. And we're all busy. We're adults. And I do agree with that to some extent. I've been thinking recently about being busy and being a busy person and viewing myself as a busy person. When I look at myself and look at my life, I do look at myself and think of myself as a busy person. I tend to be busy often. And I was thinking about what that means and why I'm busy so often and why I busy myself so often. And I would like to start living in a way that means that I am frequently occupied, but not busy for the sake of being busy. I don't just want to be busy and doing things for the sake of being able to say that I'm doing loads of things or to feel like I'm accomplishing things just by being busy. I really want to start thinking about these things intentionally and occupying my time with things that I know are serving a purpose rather than busying myself with things just to make myself feel like I'm achieving things and like I'm accomplishing things. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about busying myself versus occupying myself, taking things on that I don't really need to take on just to fill my time, rather than doing things with intention and making sure that all my time is purposeful. I've said before that I feel like if I have no time in my schedule to see or talk to my friends, then I've got the balance of things wrong. And I don't mean that if I have a time where I have a lot on and I can't manage to do as much recreational or as many recreational things as I'd like to, that I'm doing something wrong, because that happens to all of us. There are times, there are periods in life where, say, I'm working on a really big project or I've got a lot of things on where I know I need to work really hard for a certain amount of time, 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't do as many recreational things as I usually do. But I mean, generally, if I'm the kind of person who can't really be relied upon to be reached, if I never say yes to any social occasion, then I feel like I'm doing too much work-wise. I don't need to, whatever I'm doing or whatever I think is that important is never more important than the human connections I have, because otherwise, why else am I here? What else am I doing? So I really try my best to have that balance. But generally, I was thinking about what it means to be busy. I was thinking about what it means to me to be busy. And I realized that I often busy myself more than I need to. What do I mean by that? I mean, I am someone who, if I'm not careful, I will take on more projects than I need to because I see what could come of them. I see what I could be doing. And I take on loads of things simultaneously when really I could do less at a time and kind of let those things elapse over a longer period of time. When I dig into why I do that, I think part of it, which I don't like, which is a reason why I'm trying to change it, is a lack of faith in the future, I guess. Me trying to get so many things done in this very moment rather than letting things elapse organically maybe comes from a bit of a fear that if I don't take advantage of this opportunity right now, if I don't execute this idea this very second, I'm not going to have the chance to do it again in future. And that has been proven wrong in many ways in my life. There have been so many opportunities that I thought if I don't capitalize on this, it's going to go away. I haven't been able to because of circumstances outside of my control. Things have been absolutely fine. I'm here talking to you right now. So clearly, it wasn't as urgent as it seemed back then. I also really, if you listened to me before, you will know how much I respect and value hard work. I want to feel like a hardworking person. I want to know that I'm a hardworking person. And often that means that I will take on more work than I need to and busy myself with things that I don't necessarily need to do right this second just to feel like I'm working hard enough and just to feel like I can justify the good things that I have. I will take on tasks that I could be helped with. I will turn away help for certain things when I know I could probably use it just to feel like I have a hand in every part of the process and just to feel like the end result will be deserved because I worked as hard as I should have. The expression work smart, not hard, I've often heard that and kind of heard it as, taken it as kind of a glib, smug comment that you make or that people make to show that they're doing things better than other people. But really, it's a statement of self-preservation and prioritizing health. Overworking ourselves does nobody any favors. That is a lesson I have definitely learned the hard way. Overworking myself does nobody any favors. Doesn't do me any favors because it's bad for me. Doesn't do the people around me any favors because, yes, in the short term, I might be able to deliver something that is of very high quality. But long term, what that does to me is it just means I can't continue to do that over a long time. And in fact, it's taking away from my future self. It's taking away energy, time, attention, all things that need to be regenerated with rest. So working smart and not hard means occupying myself with things rather than busying myself with things. Rather than taking things on more than I need to, just to feel like I'm working hard, it's knowing that my time can only be filled by so much and choosing intentionally what to do to occupy myself rather than make myself busy. Whatever occupies my time should go towards something. And when I say should go towards something, that's not just career development, that's rest, enjoyment, fulfillment, contentment, all of those things. And work fits into that, but work is far from the only thing that fits into that. So I'm really trying to occupy myself rather than busy myself. There are 24 hours in the day, absolutely. How do I occupy those hours rather than how do I fill those hours? Sometimes occupying myself is choosing this is a time I've chosen to rest. Nothing infiltrates that time. It's really interesting how, because we have so much access to each other and so much access to things, I think I'm definitely someone who suffers from the feeling that I need to be constantly available. If I'm not visible or people aren't able to reach me all the time, I feel like maybe I'm doing something wrong. I need to be in conversations. Things need to be happening. Things need to be happening all the time for me to feel like I'm working hard enough. Stillness doesn't come very naturally to me. But stillness is a great occupier of time and something that I need to choose more intentionally, more of the time. Sometimes I need to make the decision to not busy myself and leave space for stillness, to occupy my time with that stillness. And that's something that I'm really going to try my best to do. I'm going to try very hard to do. Even speaking about this now, this ideal that I'm thinking of where I occupy myself intentionally, it's making me smile. I feel excited by the prospect of that. But again, it's very hard. I find it very hard not to busy myself with things. There's always something to do. I've spoken about this in the previous episode, in the Adult Life is Overwhelming episode, how there's always a task to do if you really think about it. And nothing's ever always going to be done. There are always things that are going to arise that could take my attention, or could be taken care of. I think that's part of it as well. In all the times where I'm choosing how to occupy my time, I think sometimes I just need to be much more okay with not being busy. If someone asks me, what have you done today? Being genuinely okay with the answer, not very much. And not having to then justify that. Anytime I tell somebody I haven't done very much today, I then will tell them about all the things I did in the days preceding that day, so they know I deserve it. So it's okay. It's okay. Today I can do not very much because I worked myself into the ground the week before. But I don't really have to justify myself like that. I don't actually have to do that. It's just, again, me. Working hard is an amazing thing. As I said, huge amount of respect and value for hard work. And I push myself very hard to work very hard because, yeah, they're the values that I was given and I believe in them very strongly. But that doesn't mean that I'm never allowed to not be busy. I can have times in my life where I'm not busy and still be a hardworking person. It's just, as long as I can rely on myself to work hard when the need arises, I'm still a hardworking person. I don't have to be busy and constantly proving that I'm working hard for me to be a hardworking person. And that's working smart, not hard. That's making sure I preserve my energy and my attention. And that's how I manage to do the things that I do long term. I really want longevity. I want longevity in my life. I want longevity in all the things that I do. I don't want it to be the case that I make myself so busy and in the short term shine so bright that I burn out. I don't want that at all. So making sure that I occupy myself intentionally rather than busy myself to feel like I'm working hard and to feel like I'm accomplishing something right this very second is very important. In this area is where I feel really grateful about the friends and the people I have around me. Especially, I've met a lot of people in the last few years who've really helped me with that, who've helped me to see that there's a bigger picture and there's a long term for me to pay attention to rather than having to feel the good stuff right now. And that's where I guess delayed gratification also comes into this a little bit, because when my resistance to rest and my resistance to intentional occupying of my time rather than being busy, a lot of it definitely comes from the need or the desire to feel the accomplishments in this very second. If I have an idea or I have something I want to execute, I want to feel right now what I know I'm going to feel in a couple of months' time. And that will lead to me doing loads of stuff and telling myself, oh, this is going towards this project. This is going towards this. All this work is necessary. And maybe 80% of what I'm doing is necessary, but that last 20%, I could probably do without. I'm making that judgment call and being very honest with myself and saying, 80% of this is important. This last 20%, you're busying yourself for no good reason. And I've had to put a mirror up to myself and a lot of the things that I've been doing recently and really evaluate them and say, this 80%, that's good. You're occupying your time correctly. This 20%, that can go and you can replace it with something else because you don't need to be as busy as this for you to be working hard on this. I hope that makes sense. I hope all of that makes sense. But that's really what I'm trying to do at the moment. I'm trying to occupy myself intentionally rather than busy myself for the sake of feeling like I'm achieving things right now. And I will keep you updated on that journey. That is something that I'm stating at the moment, something I've realized in this last week that I need to work on a lot more and will be a work in progress going forward. And I look forward to updating you because you're along with me on this journey. That's really all I have to say today. I'm going to really try and go forward and occupy myself intentionally rather than busy myself for the sake of feeling like I'm working hard and for the sake of immediate accomplishment. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Whatever you're doing this week, I hope you have a wonderful one.